This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Minnesota has had one of the snowiest winters in a long while. The ice has been awful. Just take a look on gardenbite.com of photos of my ice dams and my driveway one morning. 400 crashes reported on icy roads one morning in the Twin Cities. The salt truck was literally backing up my hill, so the salt preceded the truck. Yep. Those salt trucks are necessary to help prevent more crashes and falls. I expected it and finally received it, a note from my poor mailman to get rid of the ice in front. The chipper is great, but I had to use a product to help. We all know that salt can damage plants. It does that by interfering with the plant's water uptake through its root system. It will look like root damage or drought and include stunted growth, scorching on leaves, and maybe the formation of witch's brooms on shrubs on the salt side of the plant. I've talked before about salt-tolerant plants, but today I'm focusing on native salt-tolerant plants. As you can consider landscaping around your perimeter, you need to take into account possible plow truck damage and the mature size of your plants. Place them accordingly, especially if you have on-street parking. You don't want your plants trampled or hide someone's line of sight for safety. Some native perennials include butterfly weed, which is also a host for the monarch butterfly, barren strawberry, wild bergamot, and yarrows. I have pictures and much more information about these plants on gardenbite.com. Ornamental native grasses that tolerate salt include big and little bluestem and switchgrass. Consider interplanting with black-eyed Susan. Some native shrubs include summersweet, serviceberry, winterberry, and hackberry. I have a more thorough list on my website. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.